Sha'Carri Richardson made headlines for her exceptional 100-meter dash time leading up to the Olympics and then was barred from competing at the Games shortly afterwards for a drug test revealing use of marijuana. But the decision to stop her from competing and the rules themselves have come under fire. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Amy Bass, professor of sports studies and chair of the Division of Social Science and Communication at Manhattanville College in New York. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. Why is this so controversial?
Well, I think it got a lot of buzz because I think a lot of people were sort of surprised by the idea of marijuana, not exactly an upper, being associated with performance enhancement and being banned for someone who runs the 100 meters. So I think that really got it going in terms of a conversation of people just saying, wait, what? And also because this was supposed to be the next star. I mean, this is Sha'Carri Richardson, who is flamboyant and talented and wears her emotions on her sleeve. You know, track and field is popular once every 4 years for the majority of Olympic fans. And she was one of those folks that was putting it, on a marquee map for Tokyo 2020.
Yeah, we were all looking forward to seeing that. And marijuana is legal in Oregon, the state where she used it, but she's still being penalized.
She is, because she's under the rules of the World Anti-Doping Agency, which is the arbiter of all things performance enhancement and drugs for the Olympic Games, for the International Olympic Committee. So, the local law doesn't really work here, which she admits, and she's been incredibly gracious and incredibly open in understanding that she made a mistake. She has accepted that she made a mistake. She admitted that she made a mistake, which is, I find, incredibly refreshing. And she's apologized to her fans, to herself. So, yes, it's ironic, though, right? You can absolutely take part in marijuana in Eugene, Oregon, which is where the track and field trials were going on, but you can't if you want to go to the Olympic Games.
Do you see the agency perhaps changing their mind on this or backing away from marijuana since it obviously isn't performance enhancing? I mean, there were some people who were saying you ought to get two medals if you can run.
Yeah, Twitter. The Twitterverse had a good time saying, maybe for a pie eating contest. It's interesting because not all sports require the same kinds of performances. So if, for example, you're taking part in archery, perhaps marijuana would be a performance enhancer, right? Bringing down your blood pressure and helping your focus and your relaxation. So it's a blanket statement that doesn't really work for all sports. And that's where the confusions come in. But I think that the bigger conversation that I hope is going to happen is, what exactly is a fair advantage in sports? Because you might just say, well, drugs are the thing that we have to take out. But there's all kinds of things, training regimens and equipment and access to, the best sports nutritionists in the world. All national delegations are not going into the Olympic Games on a level playing field. So we really need to think about what makes a fair advantage.
And how does this relate to the ongoing conversation around athletes, press, and mental health?
Yeah, there's a big one here because Sha'Carri Richardson has absolutely talked about the emotional state that she was in and that marijuana was being used as a coping device and it was the wrong choice. But Naomi Osaka blew this wide open when she stepped away from the French Open and now from Wimbledon. I often say that we need to listen to athletes for a change, and this is one of them, that if athletes are telling us they need something, and if the World Anti-Doping Agency says that part of the reason that these drugs are banned is for the care and keeping of athletes, which is in that language, then we need to take care of our athletes, and we need to support them. And USA Track and Field has said that they're going to help Sha'Carri Richardson find the resources and emotional support that she needs. The her suspension is the minimal sentence. We might see her in Tokyo in a relay, because her suspension will be up before the end of the games. That's a question that remains for her and her coach and the Olympic team. But I really think that if athletes are using their platform to talk about things like mental health and wellness, we need to take that opportunity to listen to them and to use them as a window into thinking about these issues more broadly.